Take your Bibles. Thank you, Josh. Take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 7, please. John chapter 7. And he was talking about satisfaction and flowing. Well, these verses deal with that. And I want to talk to you just a few minutes about the principle of divine flow. The principle of divine flow. John chapter 7. You find your place and we'll begin with verse 37. Probably very familiar verses to most of us, maybe all of us. He said in verse 37, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, 'If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly," out of his heart, emotions, the inside of the person, "out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit," capital S, Holy Spirit, "which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." This was prophetical, but it was talking about what was going to happen on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came and began to indwell people horizontally. Before that, he would come and go and so on and so forth. But there, he began to indwell people and stay in us. And he's talking about this principle of the flow of the Holy Spirit, the divine flow in my life and in your life as born-again believers. That divine flow, I think, is in about three different aspects that we can see in the scriptures. Three different areas of divine flow. First of all, God's Spirit flows to you. God's Spirit first flows to you. Preacher, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about getting saved. I'm speaking of salvation. Probably most everybody here on Sunday night saved. There may be two or three among us that may not know Christ. There may be some church members who are not saved, but I can tell you it all starts here. God's Spirit flows to you. How? Salvation. How do you get that? By faith. You just got to believe what God says. There's no great secret to it in that sense, and it's not complicated. It's just a matter of whosoever will. It has to do with our faith. Having faith in the finished work of Christ, in what Christ has said, would save our souls. It is not faith in the church. A lot of people I meet have faith in the church. I talked to some people yesterday. What's your church background? Or do you know you're saved? Well, I'm a Methodist. Or, well, I'm a Presbyterian. And I want to go past that question. That's not the answer. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm an Episcopalian, I'm a Lutheran, I'm a Catholic, I'm whatever I am. And a lot of times they'll give you that answer. I have people say sometimes, "Well, I've been a Christian all my life." I think, wow, that's really marvelous. I can't find it in the Bible, but if you say so, we'll let you say so. We won't believe it, we'll let you say so. That faith that comes is not through the church alone. I know we preach the gospel, and the church has an important job to do and a part of it, but the church isn't going to save anybody. It isn't even in just confessing your sins alone. It certainly is not just being a Baptist. They're not the only ones that answer that way, the other denominations, by the way. A lot of Baptists say, "Well, I'm a Baptist. I was raised in a Baptist church." But big deal. Does that mean you're saved? No, no more than me walking around in the garage means I'm a car. I mean, it doesn't mean you're saved. Just because you are a Baptist, and I'm a Baptist by conviction, you know that, and I trust you are. If not, get right with God tonight and get your doctrine straightened out. But being a Baptist is not why I'm going to go to heaven. I'm a Baptist by conviction after I got saved. It isn't our works, you know that. The divine flow doesn't come through the baptismal waters. The divine flow doesn't come through our good works. The divine flow doesn't come through our church membership. It doesn't come through all of the good deeds we can do, no matter what we can do. That's not where the divine flow comes from. It is faith. And I believe God says that anybody can have this divine flow. What is that? God's peace. I would not trade the peace I have in God for anything in this world. Knowing I'm saved, knowing I belong to the King of all ages, knowing that I'm a child of God's, what could be greater of value to anybody than knowing these things? Nothing, not a thing in the world. I'm glad I have peace with God and the peace of God in my life. I'm glad I have both of these things. I wouldn't trade them by God's grace for anything in the world. Divine flow comes to God's people through salvation. God's peace, God's joy, that comes to our lives. The joy of the Lord. I think God's people ought to have the joy of the Lord, don't you? I think we ought to have the joy of the Lord. That comes from divine flow, from being saved and walking in God's will. The love of God. Knowing love, knowing it comes from God, knowing that God is love and God wants us to love. And there's that divine flow. I'm saved. God loves me. I am to love other people as it flows through me. And I believe that's in the lives of people who praise God, people who meditate, people who worship God, people who pray, people who read their Bibles. That flow that starts out when we get saved continues as we do what God tells us to do. God's Spirit flows to you. God's love comes to us, and it comes through none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, God's flow from you. If we get that and God puts that river in our bosom and in our lives, then somehow there should be some flow coming from us. If we decide on the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, then His love and His life ought to flow from me. You see, if He loved me, I ought to love somebody else. If He loved me, I ought to love lost people. If He loved me, I ought to love my friends enough to tell them about Jesus Christ. Don't let it stop just because you've got it. Oh, I'm saved, my wife's saved, my three children are saved, and that's all I'm worried about. No, it should go further than that. That's damming it up. That's stopping it where God didn't want it to be stopped. That flow should continue. I want my friends to have this love. I want folks to have this forgiveness too. Don't you want other people to have this forgiveness? Hey, I praise God I'm forgiven of all of my sins, past, present, and future, but I'd like for other people to be forgiven too. Let that flow go on through us. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. But I want other people to have the love of God, to experience it, to be forgiven. I like other people to have the joy of the Lord. I meet some people that are so miserable because they're not saved. They don't have this flow in their lives. And they don't have the joy of the Lord in their lives. And I want them to have the joy of the Lord. I hate to see people that are unhappy, don't you? I really do. Whether they're saved people or whether they're unsaved people. But a lot of times, I have the answer for those unsaved people. You talk to some and they're stretched out and they're stressed out and they're depressed and life is miserable to them and all of that. Would to God that they'd just meet Jesus and get saved and have that divine flow coming through them. The joy of the Lord. I want them to have that too. We should want that for everybody. We should want them to have peace. Now, what flows from you? What flows from you tonight? You got the divine flow. It came from God through the mercy of Jesus Christ into your heart through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit of God, that river of living water that is inside of us. Now, what's flowing through us? What's flowing through you tonight to a lost world? What's coming through your mouth? What do others hear you say? What is flowing in your mind and in your life? Whatever is in you is what's flowing through you. So you can't hide it. It's going to come out. It's going to come out in your lifestyle, your conversation, your attitude, your demeanor, the way you look. All those different things, whether there's that divine flow or not. It's going to be shown in your home. It's going to be shown in your family. It'll be shown in your church, in your house. All of those different things. What flows from us? Whatever is in us and what others hear. I ran across this little poem, what is the life you're living today? What is the message it bears on its way? Others are waiting. What does it say? What is your life today? Don't be thinking about your neighbor. What is your life today? Is it a beacon to guide the way? Is your life that? Is it like sunrise that brings the new day? Does it help others over life's way? What is your life today? Should be those things, shouldn't it? Good questions to answer. What is my life? What am I here for? What did God leave me here for? What am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to be living my life? And I think the questions there remind us of our responsibility. Thank God for His love. Thank God for His grace. Thank God for His encouragement, His goodness, His joy. And we should in turn let that flow through us to others, encouraging other people, being happy so they can be happy, showing them the way so that they will not miss what God is saying, giving positive words instead of criticism and negative words all the time. What's flowing from your heart? You see, the divine flow gets plugged up when we get angry, when we get bitter, and when we get critical, and when we fail to appreciate what God has done for us, and we fail to acknowledge His daily blessings. It all gets stopped up. It all stops right there. We should have unselfishness, positive words, happiness, encouragement for one another. That flow goes on. I've got it. God gave it to me. I'm saved. I thank God I'm saved. The Lord came into my life. The Holy Spirit moved in. I'm indwelled by Him. Thank God. I'm sealed by Him. I couldn't lose my salvation if I wanted to, if I really have it. I could not lose it. Thank God for that. I have the divine flow of the Holy Spirit in my life. And then it needs to flow through us. That's a little different from the flow from you, but it needs to flow on through us. The first grade level is when it flows to you. That's first grade. Second grade is when it flows from you. But if you want to graduate and be a mature Christian, then it's got to flow through you. All the way through you. And that's, I think, another step. Flowing through us. There should be a lot of things that do that. What should flow through us? Forgiveness. Don't you think forgiveness should flow through us? How's your relationship at home? Husbands and wives? Is the divine flow of God flowing in your relationship? Do you love one another? Are you getting along? Are you happy in your marriage? You say, no, I'm not. Well, there's something wrong. The divine flow is not there. You need to get it there. And you can. What does it mean? It means one of you's got to get right. It might mean both of you need to get right. And it might mean that you need to forgive. And even if you cannot forget, you need to be willing to forgive. If not, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get bitter. The divine flow would have us forgive people. You get mad at other people in the church, you got to forgive them or you'll stop the divine flow. The divine flow, when it stops, reminds me of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is the Dead Sea, and it's called the Dead Sea, although it has a lot of positives about it, but we call it the Dead Sea because it has no outlet. And you have the mountains of Hermon and you have the snow melt and that runs down. And finally it goes into the Sea of Galilee, and out from that you have the Jordan River where Christ baptized, and or where John the Baptist baptized and where Christ was baptized. And that flow goes all the way down to the Dead Sea and it stops. Turns into salt. And you have all of that. I tell you, I remember seeing the Dead Sea the first time in my life. And I went out and waded in it and had salt. Boy, when you get through, you just feel like you've been plastered with salt. And when it dries, it'll actually make a film of salt on your feet or legs or whatever. I remember the first time I saw something from a distance. I think I've told you this before, but I remember it so well. And I thought, there's the Dead Sea. And we were riding along in a bus, and all of a sudden, I said, well, what in the world is that? And the guy riding with me he said, I don't know what it is. I said, well, it looks like penguins to me. I think I've told you this story, but you've probably already forgot it, so let me tell it again. I love telling it. And we got a little closer, and I said, it still looks like penguins. He said, well, it can't be penguins. This is not the weather for penguins. I said, I know. Doesn't make any sense. And we got real close, and we saw that it was Catholic nuns and their habits. The old-fashioned, the deals on their head, and the white and the black, that's what it was. And they were all out there waiting in the Dead Sea, and I thought, well, that's one of the cutest sights I've ever seen in my life. They looked like they were having fun. They didn't go swimming, though, but better than some Baptists would have done. Maybe, you know, some Baptists would have jumped in a bikini and dove in and excused it or something. But at any tried to. But at any rate, the Dead Sea dams up. It stops. And that's what's going to happen in your life if you get bitter and angry and you don't get over that. I like what one evangelist says, build a bridge and get over it. Amen? It's the best thing to do. Build a bridge and get over it. Hey, we're human beings, and those things are going to happen. But we've got to forgive, or else we'll have the Dead Sea. We need to let it flow through us. Forgiveness, joy. Forget whether you're happy or not sometimes. Well, happiness is stumbled on in the pathway of duty. You want to be happy, just keep serving God. If you quit serving God, you're going to lose your happiness. And I admit, sometimes we change our ministry. We go from one thing maybe to another because of health or because of age or whatever. But don't ever quit serving God. The flow stops if you quit serving God. And where do we get this idea? Well, I paid my dues when I was we were young couples, and so we don't have to do it anymore. Baloney. We're to serve God all of our life. Whoever we are in some capacity, we may change that area of service, but if we don't, the divine flow stops. Happiness is stumbled on in the pathway of duty. Just keep doing what God has said we're to do, and you'll be happy if you're walking with the Lord in biblical fellowship. Strength needs to flow through us. You know, I don't really have any strength of my own. I really don't. The strength that I have has to come from God. God gives me the strength. God gives it to us. What we need to do is redistribute it in some way. We can do that through prayer. We can do that through what we say and what we do. And reminding people, and I can remind you tonight, I can tell you tonight, my strength is not within me. As far as my personality and me, it takes courage for me to stand and preach to you every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and every Wednesday night, and anywhere I preach in the world. It takes courage, and I know that my strength must come from my Lord. And I remind you tonight, that's where yours needs to come from too. The divine flow of God's power, God's strength coming through us, all of that, Bible verses should flow through us. We need to use them. We need to know the Word of God. We need to be able to quote some things. We need to be at least familiar enough to know where to go find out the answers and how it's going to help us, encouraging ourselves in the things of the Lord. And we need love to flow through us. I'd like to be the best wife in the world. No, that's not the way to say it. Think about that. I'd like to be the best wife in the world. No. Here's the way it should be said, I think. I'd like for my husband to have the best wife in the world. And flip-flop vice versa. And that's only going to come through real love that comes in our lives. We're to love each other and love each other in the Lord. It comes to you, it comes from you, from the Lord, and it is to be sent through you like a river. Listen to this. God has no hands but our hands. Now think about it. God has no hands but our hands to do His work today. He has no feet but our feet to lead men to His way. Isn't that true? He has no tongue but our tongue to tell men that Christ died. He has no help but our help to lead men to His side. We're the only Bible this careless world will read. We're the sinner's gospel. We're the scoffer's creed. We're the Lord's last message written in deed and word. What if the line is crooked? What if the print is blurred? What if our hands are busy with other works than His? How often is that? What if our feet are leading where sin's allurement is? What if our tongues are speaking of things which Christ would spurn? How can we hope to aid Him and hasten His return? What's flowing through us tonight? And notice what He says. He didn't say it's to be an ocean or a sea or a lake. He says that our bellies, out of His belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. When we've received Christ, He flows to us. And then that ought to flow from us and through us, a river of living water, not a dead sea. Water, not an ocean, not a lake, but a river. A river, what is a river? It's just a long ditch. I like, when I'm flying, I always like to, I figure out where I am when I'm flying north and east by crossing the Mississippi River. I can always tell when we're crossing that thing. It looks like a drunk snake or something. And it's the biggest thing around. I've flown over the Amazon River. But a river is just a long ditch. The water flows through that. It's a channel. That's what it is. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we need to be tonight. Rivers of living water in us, yes. Flowing to us and from us and through us to the glory of God. What's flowing through you tonight in your marriage? What's flowing through you tonight in your relationship? What's flowing through you tonight as a church member? What's flowing through us who name the name of Jesus Christ? Let's stand, please. I want to ask you, first of all, have you received this water, this river of living water? Have you received Christ as your Savior? You do it by trusting Him and Him alone. And Jesus is the water of life. He said, I am the water of life. And He says, if you'll taste of me and drink of me, you won't thirst anymore. He's not talking about the physical thirst, the spiritual. Jesus satisfies. Amen? Jesus satisfies. Trust Him if you have never trusted Him. And then talk to yourself and let the Spirit of God speak to you and listen. What's flowing through your life tonight? Could there be some things in there that sort of damming up the works? Some sin, some attitude, something, I don't know what. God speaks to you about it. May you come and say, God, I want to get the clear channel. I want the river to flow well. I want it to be what it ought to be. The gospel ought to flow through us. God, help us speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.